This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate your patience and time and all that other fun stuff. Hey, you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com if you want to be involved in the conversation. Get involved. Please get involved. No, seriously, get involved. It's the only way you get informed. There's stories I tell you guys that some of you say, impossible, can't be true, not real. And you go, you know what? Yeah, actually, it is real. You know, a lot of the stuff that we tell you, I have some fun with funky stories from time to time. Right? But these stories are real. And the expectation is that we just take, it's okay. The stuff to shove it down our throats is okay. And I think this is hilarious. I think it's hilarious. Some of the stories that we do, like the next two I'm going to do. Sexualizing young kids seems to be okay. But it's according to someone else, not us. I don't want to sexualize your kids. I want you to bring up your kids the way you want to. I mean, I agree with it. There may be things you're doing I don't like, but that's none of my business. So the CBC says that children seeing nude men at a gay pride parade is a good discussion opportunity. And if I wasn't sure, I don't know who's got kids up and listening or whatever. You get listening to this show, you got a problem. But anyway, seriously, I need to bring my daughter to a gay pride parade so she can see a man parts, no matter what he calls himself or doesn't call himself, to see man parts because that's a good conversation. First of all, why? Why does a parade have to be naked? Why do you have to... What is it? I mean, what are you, proud of what you have between your legs? Are you serious? Because it's so much different than don't get me started. I mean, seriously, don't get me started. You know, I guess I get. Right? If you're gay and you want to be proud of the fact that you're gay, that's one thing. But if pride means that you're going to run around naked, how is that prideful? Or how is that the good kind of pride? We used to call that exhibitionism. What makes you think anybody wants to see what you've got? Yeah, sorry, I know, I'm being mean, right? I mean, what is this? What kind of phobic would this be? Nudophobic? I'm sure somebody will have a name for it. Because here, let me just be blunt about this. I don't care if it's a gay pride parade, a heterosexual pride parade, a short people parade, a fat person parade. I don't care what it is. I don't need to see you naked. And what a piece of work you are to tell me that I should use that moment as a teaching moment for my child. No. No, no, no. The only teaching moment would be for me, again, no matter what group you belong to, I would point and say, you see that person right there? Yeah, they got problems. They want a little girl like you to see their stuff, and they think that's okay. Well, it's not okay. The article goes on to say, remember when parents didn't think it was a good idea for the children to see other naked adults? You know, back when people were closed-minded, you know, homophobic, right? Prudish. Now, pride events across the country feature simulated sex acts, and they do. We've seen them here on the show. We've played them. We've grabbed the pictures. Public nudity and a wide variety of other weird fetishes. The Canadian Public Broadcasting, funded by taxpayer, published a helpful list of tips for parents taking their kids to an outdoor strip show. Now, don't get all freaky on me. Well, that's Canada. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and look at the pictures of the Gay Pride Parade in Washington State, the Gay Pride Parade in New York, the Gay Pride Parade in Miami. Make sure you have an oxygen tank next to the desk when you do that. For example, the CBC finds it important that parents be open-minded. After all, some kids might find it initially weird. Hopefully, they'll find it a lot initially weird. The kids will probably see boobs and male parts. There will be bodies of all shapes, sizes, and all states of undress. For parents like Ian Duncan, dad to a 3-year-old Carson, this is all part of the appeal. We're not body shamers, he said. No, we have a total lack of regard for the body. No, it all feeds into my son's emotional intelligence and sexual development. It's never too early, he says. It all feeds into my son's emotional intelligence. And it's never too early to think about that. Consider the experience as a great opportunity for some interesting discussion. Oh, I would love to hear what that discussion's all about. Like, the kid is 3 years old. This is you lunatics who think you can reason with little children. You're going to reason with a 1, 2, or 3-year-old. About what? Why at 3 years old is it so important for your child to know that grown men are very hairy, have certain parts between their legs? I mean, seriously, what rationale could you possibly have for this? The kid can't even figure out to put a round peg in a square hole at this age. This is so important. Another thing to add on to your child? Yep. Our public broadcasters think that the children under the age of 5 seeing drag queens waving their stuff is a great opportunity for some interesting discussion. It would be real interesting discussion in my house. Some parents are apparently concerned that with sexual development of their 3-year-olds, which they have concluded will be furthered by the exposure to adult men simulating sex with each other and in bondage gear. Yes, let's normalize everything. Everything but heterosexual love. That's the only thing that seems to be abnormal. Does that scare anybody else? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back. Yes, more of this after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been, and my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY, or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Perry, when the outside air temperature is close to 100, all electronics start to have trouble. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Like I said, I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I'm going to finish up some of these stories that I led with. Because I think that I believe they're important enough. I'm sorry, I just don't, and I can put psychiatrist after psychiatrist after psychiatrist on talking about how bad it is, how wrong it is to think that you're going to reason with a 3-year-old about the differences in the sexes. Right? A 3-year-old that has virtually no concept of the world around them as a whole, and all of a sudden, you're going to expose them to grown men dancing around in a pride parade. And again, as I said, because some of you are going to run away and go, oh my God, he's making fun of the gay people. No, I'm making fun of anybody in a gay pride parade, anybody in a veterans parade, anybody in a, you know, a Happy Magoo Day parade that thinks it's okay to run around naked with your stuff hanging out and thinking that you should, that you're the prude, you're the problem if you won't allow your kids to look at that. And have, it opens up for a sex conversation. Are you serious? I mean, are you serious? I don't know. I need to have that flushing sound. I need to get one of those sound effects with the flushing sound on it. Because it's just nuts. Anyway, I've got Matthew Funicello on the line with me. He's a retired cop. And there are some things, you know, we do these stories every night of the week. We do some really crazy stuff, stories on the show. Nobody really believes him. But here's a guy that has been through it, he's lived it, and he's really upset about what we're hearing when it comes to crime from police officers to the average person in the street. You know, I don't know, I'm 57 years old. I've had issues, incidents with police officers, but I've never been beaten. I've never been any of that when I follow the rules. Anyway, Matthew, thanks for joining me tonight.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, when I got on your Facebook feed and we got to talking through Facebook, you just really have had it with the misinformation that's being put out there against police officers, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a growing trend. You know, we mentioned before, you know, the Trump effect has had on most liberals these days. And with a lot of liberals, it seems to be the growing trend, or the hip thing to do, is to bash on police officers and to make the irrational allegation that we're all racist and racist murderers. You know,
right? No, I hear it all the time, and the thing that bothers me the most is again, each and every individual. I did this story once before. There are hundreds of thousands of police officers across the globe, I mean, across the United States. And when we have these incidents, you know, two a day, three a day, whatever the number is, maybe it's one a day. I don't know. But when you look at the grand scheme of things, and I am not belittling somebody losing their life and property. This is not what I mean by this at all. But when you look at the issues of the grand scheme of things, this is not an epidemic, is it?
No, it's actually far from. If you actually take into consideration, you know, the statistics, well, take, for example, in 2015, there was a study done on the LAPD, and it found that in the course of the year, there were 1.5 million contacts with citizens. Those contacts include traffic stops, arrests, radio calls for service, interviewing witnesses, et cetera, et cetera. Out of that 1.5 million contacts, less than 1% of those contacts resulted in any use of force at all. In that same year, out of that same number of contacts, when deadly force was used, it was used 0.003% of the time, or 48 times. So if you look at that in full context, out of 1.5 million times they contacted a citizen, there was 48 times there was a deadly use of force.
You can't even use that as a statistical number in any kind of research paper, can you?
No, you really can't. If you do the actual research, you'll find that the numbers do not jive with your allegation. You know what I mean? It just doesn't make any sense. And another thing, not to segue off the numbers here, but one thing that I find extremely disrespectful and extremely disingenuous is the fact that a lot of these people are posting how, quote-unquote, how black parents need to talk to their kids about how to interact with cops. And that just infuriates me, because if you think that you have to be black in order to talk to your kids about how to interact with cops, you're just dead wrong. Any good parent, no matter if you're black, brown, purple, white, doesn't matter, any good parent needs to tell your kids how to interact with cops. Because these days, the younger generation, you know, millennials, they have no sense of respect.
Well, they think they know their rights. I mean, I've seen some of those clips. I've seen some of the videos, you know, the body cams, all that stuff. And they think they don't have to give a cop their ID. There's a lot of things that they've been told they don't have to do, which is flat out wrong. And you don't argue, you know, you're in the middle of a situation. It's not the time to dig your heels in and believe yourself to be right, correct?
No, not yet. Correct. Not at all. I mean, look, our police officers are just like every other profession. Do police officers make mistakes? Absolutely. I've made mistakes. We learn from those mistakes, and that's what makes us better. However, if we have a contact with you, if we detain you, say, for, you know, a traffic violation, whatever, it's that detention is not traffic court. That's what traffic court's for. Argue you the merits in traffic court. That's what the whole system is for. It's not for making an allegation that, oh, I pulled you over because you were black, or, oh, you pulled me over because I was Mexican, or this or that or this or that. It's, this is why I pulled you over. If you have a problem with it, go to court and argue it in court. That doesn't seem to play into their minds at all. And the whole, it just makes our lives that much harder.
Well, it makes it, look, it, with everything that's going on in the world today, and that's the other thing they don't ever think of, which I think is really sad. They never think about the fact that with everything going on in the world, the police officers are a little bit more edgy. They're a little, you know, and don't give me that crap that they're trained up and they shouldn't be that edgy and it shouldn't be an issue. I'm sorry. Until you're in it, until you're in that situation, don't tell me what they should think or shouldn't think or how they should or shouldn't react. I mean, you're talking about a heightened, you know, if anybody's under attack, it's the police officers. So, of course, they're going to be a little more itchy, right?
Absolutely. I'm not trying to come on your show and say that, you know, there's an epidemic of, well, there isn't an epidemic. When they make these allegations like, oh, there's a epidemic of systemic racism in today's police department, that's just factually wrong.
Hey, Matthew, I need you to hold on for a second. We got for a quick break. We'll be back. I'll bring you back on and you can finish up your thought. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Matthew Funicello joins me again. He is a retired police officer. And, you know, it's funny because my uncle was a boss and police officer for, God, for 30 years or so. And he actually was one of the guys that helped found the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association. He hated the word cop, and I don't know why. I always thought it meant community outreach police. And apparently he thought it had a negative connotation to it. Anyway, Matthew, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate your time.
Thanks again for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. So, you know, you were talking about the fallacy or the misinformation about the violence committed against. Now, you know, with Facebook, we're seeing so much more of it. Are you saying slash suggesting that it's not that it's just that it's more available, but when you look at the numbers as a whole, police brutality or overuse of power, whatever you want to call it, or whatever they're calling it, it is not real. It's not what they're portraying it to be.
It's not what they're portraying it to be. Look, listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you or tell your listeners that there are not bad cops out there. There are. There are. Just like there's bad doctors, bad lawyers, bad nurses, there's bad apples in every profession. Just like you mentioned, though, with social media and the fact that everybody has a camcorder in their pocket now, people are just seeing it. You know, they're seeing it more often because more people, you know, look at it. But again, when you look at the numbers and you look at the facts, they don't correlate with each other. They don't correlate. Out of a population of over 320 million people in America, there's only a couple hundred thousand police officers nationwide that come into contact with less than 2% of the population at any given point in time. This allegation that there's quote unquote systemic racism or systemic racist policies in these departments is just a flat out lie. It's a buzzword. These people don't understand what systemic actually means. That means that if there's systemic racism in the department, that means there's literally guidelines for police officers on how to be racist. That's just not accurate at all. It's a flat-out lie.
Well, listen, having police officers in my family, none of them joined the force so they could go after black people, or they could go after Hispanics, or they could go after, you know, the people in the lower socioeconomic areas. I mean, that was not their goal at all by any stretch of the imagination. So,
you bring up another topic that I want to talk about. Recently in Santa Clarita, California, there was a town hall held by a liberal organization and brought in a congresswoman from another district to talk over here. Her name was Congresswoman Judy Chu. She represents the 27th district. Anyways, I was actually able to ask her a question about how her and her party would actually support and defend law enforcement all the time, instead of when it's politically expedient to do so. And she had the actual gall to tell me that police officers only care about their pensions. And
wow.
I lost that. I had to protect her. Yeah, I was pretty upset about that. And so I called her out. I'm like, no, police officers only care about going home to their families alive at the end of shift, and they care about not getting fired for doing their job. And it's irresponsible, and I told her, it's irresponsible for you and your party to have demonstrations on the U.S. Capitol floor with, you know, the hands up, don't shoot when it's a lie, or to have one of your fellow members have a painting portraying pigs, depicting them, or portraying police officers, have them depicted as pigs. It's irresponsible, and she couldn't even answer that question. That is a major driving force around this country for the anti-police sentiment. And what does it do? It emboldens the criminal element. It makes our job harder.
I agree with you. When you can't even get those people to support you or get behind you to be part of the solution, if you would. I mean, these are the legislators. And frankly, what's even funnier, aren't some of these legislators the ones that work on some of these pension plans? Maybe they shouldn't make them. If they think the police officers are only in it for their pensions, maybe they should make their pensions so great. And, you know, I'm just being tongue-in-cheek.
It's hypocritical for her. It's completely hypocritical for her or members of her own party to say that we care about our pensions. Well, of course we care about our pensions, don't you? Wouldn't anybody else? Of course we do. But that's not in the front of our minds when we go in service, when we actually, you know, put on the uniform and go to work every day. It's just not what we think about. And it is. I know so many of my friends that are still serving in law enforcement today, how it affects their job. I mean, a recent CBS interview with the former commissioner for Chicago PD said, hey, cops aren't they're not being proactive anymore. And they went, well, why is that? Because they're afraid they'll get killed or fired.
I'm kidding. Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. Who is protecting them? And when they get in the court, it's always, you know, what did they do wrong? How did they misstep? You know what I'm saying? So if I was them, you're in a tough place there as well.
It's these Facebook attorneys and these people who go to Google and research the law, and they think they're all of a sudden an expert on tactics and policy. Everyone's like, well, why didn't you tase them? Well, have you ever tried tasing a moving target in less than 7 feet? You know, statistically speaking, the FBI actually did a study on this. It takes, on average, a suspect to close 21 feet in less than 7 seconds. So are you telling, and the human reaction time, it takes at least 3 to 4 seconds to actually recognize and react to that threat. You could have shot him.
You're done.
Try to shoot.
Yeah.
You're dead. You're dead. You're dead or dying.
You know, Matthew, they did that thing, and this will be the last comment, but they did that thing about they had reporters go out and go through the training that a cop goes through, right, and how quick they had to shoot and how. And every one of the reporters failed. Every one of them died like 3 times in the simulation. And they said they didn't realize how fast that was. Of course they don't. It's easier when you're sitting behind your desk to talk about how a cop should have reacted as opposed to being in it, right?
Right, correct. It is absolutely, you can't make a snap judgment like that. I mean, we have to make decisions in seconds that could affect the rest of our lives and the rest of somebody else's life.
That's
any
true.
Death by law enforcement is a tragedy. Somebody died. There's nothing good about that situation at all.
No.
It's just, they make it seem like, oh yeah, we do it and we again, the numbers don't lie. Like, for example, in so far this year, there have been 475 people shot and killed by cops. 211 of those were white people, whereas everybody else were either black, Hispanic, or unknown. So again, the numbers belie their accusation. It's not true.
Yeah. I was looking at the numbers of black. You know, we've done shows around black on black crime, you know, white on black crime, black on white crime, police officers and the incidents they get. And you're right. It doesn't pan out. It doesn't work. So, again, hey, Matthew, we're going to let you go. I appreciate your time with me here tonight.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me on.
All right. That's great. Hey, you know, and he's right. Instead of spewing the party line, and I've been screaming this for a long time, this is nothing new for me. Instead of spewing the party line, instead of spewing what you've been fed by the leadership in your party, which, remember, we have become such a partisan country, we don't have Americans anymore. Now we have Democrats or Republicans. Yeah, I guess we have declined states in some areas. But think about it all the way through. When we decide to become Americans again, the conversation will change. But until then, it's us against them. Depending on what side you're on, it's us against them. So here's one that I don't get this kind of thinking. And the reason I don't get it is because why force the issue? You know, we did a story a couple of weeks ago about the mother that would not pick up her son unless he said it was okay. The kid was 8 months old. I'm sorry, I don't even think they say dada at that point in time. It's just usually the first word. So she wouldn't pick him up unless he said it was okay. I'm thinking, I wonder if that kid ever gets picked up. Does she change him without his okay? I don't know. I don't think we got into it. But I think we've got to the point now where we're giving our children, we're thinking that our children have the ability to make decisions at, you know, 3, 15 months, 12 months, 3 months, 6 months. You heard the guy a minute ago reasoning about sexual issues with a 3-year-old. Does anybody at all think that that makes sense? In any way. Right? A couple of weeks ago, we did that story about the I think it was a lesbian couple who had a 18-month-old that expressed desires of wanting to be a female. How does the 18-year-old even know what a female means? They have no idea what gender, sex, any of that stuff is. And yet, we're going to make life-changing decisions. Like giving little ones hormone blockers. Makes all the sense in the world. Anyway, a lesbian couple revealed the struggle of forcing her son to be gender nonconforming. Always good to force your kids to do something, isn't it? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest-growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable? Your parents are vulnerable? And yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
This is your opinion?
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I really appreciate the time you guys hang out with me and you're involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, let's get something clear. Because I get it all the time and I just think it's hilarious. I am not beating on the gay and lesbian community. Or transgender or whatever. I'm beating on the same parents, the same people, the same group of people tell me that I am homophobic if I teach my children that the natural marriage, whether it's based on my religious belief, my scientific belief, or what have you, is between a man and a woman. Yes, I actually mentioned genders. So I'm in trouble with all the groups, right? I'm in trouble with the gender nonconforming groups. I'm in trouble with the gay and lesbian community because I am telling my children this. However, it is fine for you to force your children. I mean, see, I can go down the road. I can just, the hypocrisy behind this just overflows. When you talk about times, there's been a couple of groups that actually want to say it's child abuse for forcing kids to go to church. Oh, my God. But forcing them to grow up, forcing them to be gender nonconforming is okay. Somehow, that's all right, but me wanting them to believe in a higher power is not. The story goes on to say, raising a child is hard enough, but the lesbian parents, Michelle and Dashiell, say that there's an added challenge of raising a young boy to be gender nonconforming. The news source presented the struggle recently in a viral video entitled, I am a gender nonconforming parent. My understanding about gender is that ultimately it doesn't mean anything, Michelle proudly stated. Really? Okay. You know, they keep saying this stuff, and just, you know, you get on the case of people like me, because I believe in God. I believe in a higher power. I believe in a being, I believe in an entity, if you would, that has given us instructions for life and how to live our life and what to do and all that. And it's not just made up. I don't pull these things out of the air and say, okay, this is what God wants me to do. Right? And to say that gender doesn't mean anything is a fallacy. Because think about something. Why are there diseases specific to what we've referred to up until today, the male? Why are the diseases specific to the female? Females have more issues than men do when it comes to bone strength and bone density. Right? Their muscles develop differently. They deal with things differently from a mental standpoint. They have different chemical makeups than we do. So to say that there's no difference, that it doesn't mean anything, it's really a disservice. It's a lie. Because there is a difference. You find the skeletal remains of two people that have been dead for thousands of years, and you can tell mostly by the skeletal remains whether it's male or female. I don't even know how you would change that. You'd have no way of knowing if they're any one of the 79 different genders that Facebook allows. Now, you think I'm making fun, but I'm not making fun. I'm asking an honest question here, right? You know, when they say gender is fluid and it changes from day to day, minute to minute, hour to hour, but when that person died, what were they? How should I refer to them? How do I put them down on the death certificate? When a body is found charred beyond recognition, there's nothing left to it, so to speak, and they pull a DNA sample, will that DNA sample show gender neutral? Gender fluid? What would it read? You see how asinine this gets after a while? I'm not even refuting the fact that you may feel, if you have all the male parts, you may feel a female. That's a story and an issue for a different day. It doesn't make you a female. It doesn't take the parts away. It doesn't change the DNA because of a feeling you have. So to say that gender, to teach your children, or to say that gender, ultimately, it doesn't mean anything is wrong. It's not right. It's not fair to do that to them. She goes on to say, I'm constantly like trying to queer my relationship with him and get him to wear tutus. He hates it. He's just like, no. She said, essentially admitting that she's trying to force him to be a gender he's not wanting to be. She expressed surprise that her toddler son, Atticus, seemed to be born with a love for sports. And she feels like society has already made him think that there's a difference between boys and girls. Well, there is. There is a difference between the two. Forget God. If you want to forget God for a moment, do it. Mother Nature says there's a difference. The writer says that, interesting enough, as she is having a conversation with him, she keeps referring to her son as a he. Rather than going out of her way to find a gender-neutral pronoun to use that she's comfortable with. She says he has this great book that's like just pictures and words. But when you open it up, it's like a picture of a girl and a picture of a boy. And it's like, girl, boy, I'm just like, child. Interesting enough, Michelle just admitted that she saw certain characteristics in the book as being a girl or a boy, yet insisted her kid not do the same thing. So again, the amount of confusion this adds, and those of you that are on the side of this, please don't try to tell me, write to me, tell me, call me how simple this is to understand, because you're going to tell me how complex it is. And if it's that complex and that hard to work through, how do you expect a 2 or 3 year old to understand it? Michelle goes on to say that she's deeply bothered with her battle with her son. Okay, she said, this is where he starts learning what things are. And so I hate the idea that he's getting it imprinted in him that people who like this are boys and people who like that are girls. Even something that's like progressive, like, now they're quoting her, Sesame Street. All the monsters are boys unless they have a bow in their hair or a sparkly necklace. I grew up with Sesame Street. I don't remember Sesame Street being bent on boys and girls. I don't remember the focus being on whether you were a boy or a girl. But not every second of the show. This woman wants to know why there can't be a lesbian farmer. Who said, first of all, who said it couldn't be? And secondly, why does it matter? Now, I know some of you are going to send me emails going, well, because they want to feel more included. Right? Lesbians, gay, transgender. They want to be more inclusive, so they should see more of themselves out there. Great. To the detriment of the heterosexuals? To the detriment of the... what about the ones that do want to be called girls and boys? Why do you poo-poo them? Because you do it. By telling them that it doesn't exist, are you not poo-pooing what they believe in? Are you not making them feel bad about who they are? You have no problem. Some of you don't have absolutely no problem making people feel bad about being, you know, boys wanting to be male and female, boys, girls. None at all. You can bully them to death. It's okay for you. But if we even hint that we're not on the same page as you, we're bad people. We're phobic. We're terrible. We're bullies. But aren't you truly bullying them when you beat them down into believing that they don't have a right to be a boy or a girl? I'm telling you, man, from what I've seen across the globe, this country is not far and away. You know what? Thank God for President Trump. Because this country would not be far away from making it illegal for pastors to talk about male and female, husband and wife. God, that's the way God made it. That would become an illegal comment. It already is when it comes to Twitter and other things, to talk about abortion, to talk about man and woman, husband and wife, natural soul, you know, the natural way things should work. When you talk about things in those fashions, they are shutting you down. How does that work? How does that help? Think about what's been going on. And we've been, what are we, 9 years now? We've been talking about this. We hit on this early. And it made people uncomfortable. And I kept saying, it's going to get to the point where there are terminologies you're not going to be able to use. And not because you're going to necessarily get thrown in jail, but the small group of the loudmouths are going to come after you for being a phobic on something. You can't even mention the Confederate flag without somebody pounding on you. Oh, you know, I had a clip, you can't play a clip, obviously, of a woman going out of her mind because she saw the General Lee at the car show. Because it had a Confederate flag on it, and that made it, there was not something that somebody should see, not something that somebody should have to put up with. Lady, maybe it's not something you should have to put up with, so get your $6 back, give them back your ticket, and leave. History does not change because you don't want to see it. And all you people that scream about white privilege at the same time you're screaming about how bad the Confederate flag is, why don't you man up? And why don't you give some credit to the hundreds of thousands of white men that fought in the Civil War for blacks to have their freedom? Because they believed in that. But you won't do that because you're not honest. And I'll leave you on that note. I'm Joe, Senior Host. You've been listening to The Real Side. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. Hey, we're here all week. Hopefully you will be too. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.